Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Did you see on the news the story about the man they dubbed the Love Rat? The Australian man in his late 50s, early 60s, who's been going to online dating sites, making out he's a wealthy businessman, scamming women and taking all they own. Basically, he ends up meeting with them, convincing them of his love for them, charms them into giving money to him, and then his history. One woman in her 50s signed her late husband's entire business over to him. Another woman was selling her house to start a new life with him in the UK. She even bought both the airfares for each of them to relocate to the UK and was ready to give all her money over to him. I know what you're saying. Oh, that sort of thing will never happen to me, right? Well, that's exactly what one of those women said. In her own words, she was never going to give anyone she met online any money. In fact, he scammed many women out of hundreds of thousands of dollars, who probably all said the same thing. The woman who was going to the UK with him said to the media, "He charmed me. He was so charming. I just believed him. I bought the airline tickets because he said to me that I'd better buy them. Otherwise, I'd feel bad that he'd paid for it all." Then there are the constant stories of people overseas, often in third world countries, luring singles in wealthier countries into a supposed genuine relationship and then asking for money so they can come to their country and see them. And when this scammer receives the money, they're off to their next victim. Let's face it, it's really the duh factor here. But when we're charmed or when we're desperate, we fall for it. So how do we protect ourselves from that? Would it be fair to say the simple rule is to never give money to anyone you meet online, no matter how charming or in need they appear? There are legitimate charities and government handout options they can go to for assessment if they're serious. I've run out of time, so I'll go into some more steps next week. But in the meantime, never forget that prayer is powerful, and ask Jesus to give you wisdom and the ability to discern who is genuine and who isn't. I'm Aaron Wright.